This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:44. It's been a year since the coronavirus pandemic took hold in our region, completely changing many aspects of life as we know it and exposing deep racial and socioeconomic inequities. WHYY is examining what we have lost and what we have found over the past year and how we're moving forward. Today, WHYY's Zoe Reed tells us how mental health professionals have faced increased trauma among their clients and handled their own stress.
Therapists say requests for mental health appointments have increased to the point where there's more demand than supply. Take New Jersey psychologist Carrie Spindell Bashoff. She's added a few more clients to her already full schedule and has to turn some people away. Many of the therapists she typically refers to are also full. Anxiety and depression among her clients also has gone up, which Spindell Bashoff says makes the workday more intense.
Not effectively refueling from sort of calming my brain down a little bit because it's very sad. Very sad to see people truly suffering and not really being able to answer when this is going to be over.
Haverford psychologist Ariane Thomas says the pandemic is compounded by political and racial issues.
In the past, there have been plenty of people who have reached out for wellness and maintenance or just because they wanted the opportunity to process work stress. Now, all of those things are still real and true, but the stressors and the symptoms that people are experiencing are exacerbated by the pandemic, the racial unrest, the election, and the way the election dragged on, and sort of the fallout since the election, the attack on voting rights. It feels like it hasn't quite let up, and as a result, neither have the requests for support.
Mental health professionals experience hardships like anyone else, but some therapists view this past year as the first time they experienced the exact same problems at the exact same time as their clients. As Spindell Bashoff was counseling a client whose parent was hospitalized with COVID, she worried about her own parent who was hospitalized with the virus.
It took a lot of energy to sort of keep myself very pulled together and be very objective and keep my clients as the priority of that moment and keep all my stuff in until the end of the day.
Therapists are trying to strike a balance between meeting the increased demand for their services and managing their schedule in a way that does not lead to burnout. Laura Epstein is a psychologist from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. She says more recently she's had to turn away about 5 people a week, which itself takes an emotional toll. Doing so has prevented burnout. That doesn't mean this past year has been easy.
There were times during the pandemic where every single person you were talking to was in crisis or close to that. And that personally, maybe I was stressed. Maybe I was worried, is someone in my family going to get sick? Am I going to get sick? And so that you're talking to people who are severely stressed and that you're personally stressed as well.
Marla Deibler is working about 60 hours a week as a psychologist in Cherry Hill and Princeton. She says it's important that she practices what she preaches.
Sometimes we can work ourselves too much and we don't pay attention to our own basic needs. So making sure that we eat well, exercise, get sleep, practicing self-compassion when things are hard. Things are hard sometimes and that's okay.
Many mental health professionals believe the demand for therapy will extend well beyond the end of the pandemic. Deirdre Waters has a private practice and nonprofit in Monmouth County.
I believe that we don't know the full impact of the pandemic, that many people are still in survival mode, and that's when people don't seek care. So all the people who are really kind of living day to day, coping with the devastation of loss and financial concerns, that there'll be an increase in care.
But there's also hope that the light shed on mental health during the pandemic will lead to increased acceptance of getting therapy. Mental health professionals want lawmakers to reduce restrictions around providing care across state lines to improve access and to require that insurance companies continue covering telehealth after the pandemic. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.